This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts first baseman Jake Brot. Jake, I believe that you have a teammate that you coached in flag football on this Lugnuts team. How good was your flag football team?
Our flag football team was really good. Hagen Danner was a big part of that. I think I was like a senior in high or junior in high school. He was in eighth grade. He was my brother's age. Him and my brother grew up good friends. So, yeah, I was the coach of that team, and we ended up winning like our whole championship, so it was fun.
You're the big guy. What did you think of Dom Abadesa back then?
Dom is a good dude. He's still the same Dom. He's still always having a good time. Competitor on the field. He's a good friend of mine. I'm glad that we're all playing together.
How good was that Huntington Beach team?
We were pretty good. I don't like to brag too much about like high school teams, but we had a good team. A lot of guys went to go on and play college and pro ball. So,
how old were you when you first said, "I'm going to try to play college baseball. I'm good enough"?
I always like aspired to play college baseball like my whole life. I think I knew like freshman, sophomore year of college. I always knew that I was going to play somewhere. I just didn't know where that would be. And my roads took me to Santa Clara University, and I'm glad the way it all ended up.
Let's talk about those roads. What were those roads that brought you to Santa Clara?
I actually only had one offer out of high school. I took it early, though. I took it after my junior year of high school, so I didn't really wait around. I wasn't a huge fan of the whole recruiting process. There's a lot of politics behind it and everything, and I just kind of wanted to get it done. And luckily, the first offer that came by, I really liked and took it, and I'm blessed to have that opportunity. So,
how did you grow as a ball player there?
I got there and I grew as a person first off. I got there and I got really homesick the first like month. I was like 6-7 hours from home. I'm a homebody. I love my family a lot, so it was hard to be away from them at first. I almost came home. I almost left college after the first month, but I had a really, really good opportunity to start as a freshman, and I didn't want to pass that up, and then I ended up staying. I ended up really loving all the guys on the team, and I came around. I grew a lot as a person, and then it helped me grow on the field. So I'm really glad the way it played out.
Your best individual game is something that anybody else would consider the game of their life. You had two grand slams in the same inning, and you weren't even done that day. What was that like, the first grand slam?
It was good. That was actually my second home run of the day. So like I was already on cloud nine at that point. It was to take the lead second. It was the second game of the year, so it was opening weekend. The butterflies were super high in everyone's stomach. And it was our head coach Rusty Filter. It was his first win as a head coach. Last year was his first year head coach. So it was a really special win, and it was cool to put my team in the position to win that game.
All right. So the first home run, you knew it was gone.
Yeah, I did. I did.
First Grand Slam, you knew it was gone?
Yeah.
You come up again. The bases are loaded. It's the same inning. What are you thinking as you step into the batter's box?
I mean, we had already had a lead at that point, so I was just trying to, like, do whatever I can to get a lead. With guys in scoring position, I knew they weren't going to give me much to hit. I think I worked a 3-0 count. And then I took a big swing on a 3-0, and I missed it. Of course, and then I got another good one to hit 3-1 and ended up putting it out.
Could you hear your teammates
no,
at all?
I really don't remember anything after that. I have video and everything. Like, my dad, the funnest part watching back is, like, we have, like, the video, like, the actual video from upstairs and everything. But my favorite ones to look back on are the ones that my dad took from the side. He always takes video of my bat so I could watch them, like, after the games and stuff. And just to hear his, like, joy and, like, his voice was really cool. So I like to look back on that.
The game ends. How many people reached out to you?
A lot. My phone blew up. It didn't really like hit me, I guess, until the next day. Like, I woke up and I was on ESPN. So I didn't really know like how like big of a deal it was. I was just really happy that we got our first win out of the way. You know, it's like you're always hunting for that first win. You're always hunting for the first hit of a season. You're always hunting for the first home run, and it all came in one day. So I was just kind of like relieved that it all happened. But, yeah, I was just happy at that point that we got our first win.
What's the hardest ball that you've ever hit?
I don't know.
There's been a lot of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no, like, legendarily long home run?
In college, like, I didn't go to, like, a big, like, SEC school where they had, like, all these, like, TrackMan and stuff. So I don't really know, like, what my furthest one really was. I've hit a few pretty good, but I don't know what the actual, like, measurement was.
When you hit a home run Do you even feel the ball hit the bat?
No, most of the time I don't. And I'm like one of those guys who whenever I hit a ball, I immediately drop the bat and run. Like a lot of people can like hit a ball and immediately know right off the bat and like do the bat flip, whole pimp, like the pimp job and everything. And it's weird because like I'll hit up like my furthest ball in my life and I'll still like drop the bat and run and I won't like stop until I actually see it go out. Yeah. But yeah, it feels good to hit them. I'm looking for him.
I think it's easy to just talk with you about offense. Let's talk defense.
Okay.
How hard have you worked to grow as a first baseman?
I worked really hard because growing up, I wouldn't say I was like a bad hitter by any means, but I wasn't the best on pretty much any of my teams at hitting until like maybe the last year or so in college. So I really had to work to not keep myself in the lineup, but just to like, I know that you could save, like people always say like an RBI and a home run is the same as saving like a run on defense. And so I took a lot of pride in that. Like if I can get my defense to be the best that it can be, I know it'll help my team win. And I've taken a lot of pride in that growing up. Like as a first baseman, I think that it kind of goes overlooked a little bit. Like you always hear about like the really good center fielders, the really good shortstops. But a lot of the times first basemen have to help them out and it makes them look a little bit better. So I take pride in helping my team make less errors and just help my pitchers stay afloat, you know.
Have you had fielders come to you after, let's say, throws that weren't exactly on target that you rescued and they mm-hmm. said, Jake, thank you?
Yeah. I mean, like you save, like I guess, like runners in scoring position in an inning. They throw a ball in the dirt and you pick it to end the inning or something. They'll come in, give me knocks or something. It's a good feeling, though. I like to pick up my team.
And then base running. I had never seen you before this year, and you start stealing bases, and you're going, and now teams have to be wary of you. Mm-hmm. Has that always been a part of your game that you just had in your back pocket?
I've always been decent speed. I wouldn't say that I've been a big base stealer. I take pride in like being like savvy on the base pass, like knowing what to do and what position or what time of the game. But I wouldn't say that I've always been a big base stealer. I think I'll catch people by surprise just because they won't expect me to be going. I'm not the fastest guy in the world, but I'm also not the slowest. But I know that if I run at the right times with the right pitches and the right counts, then I can get some bags this year.
It's funny, too. The other aspect of your game that we've seen is your quality at bats and drawing walks. Mm-hmm. And hearing that surprised you about the walks that you've drawn, has this been a new thing this year?
Yeah, it actually has. I've been a pretty free swinger my whole life. I mean, just a bigger guy. I've always looked to do damage on pretty much every pitch, but I wanted to get my on-base percentage. I was on-base percentage up, and I wanted to start swinging at better pitches, and that was my biggest focus going into the spring training, was just being more selective with the pitches that I swing at. And I'm not where I want to be yet, but I've also gotten a lot better at it. And as you can see, like I think I've already walked more times this year than I did all last year in short season. So it's a good stride that I've taken.
There's selectivity. There's also two-strike approach. Mm-hmm. It was the 11-pitch at bat in South Bend to start things off, to start the game-winning rally. How's your two-strike approach been?
It's been a lot better than it has in the past. I'm not necessarily in swing mode, as I say, as I have been in the past. Sometimes I give pitchers too much credit, thinking that they're just going to throw me one right over the plate for me to hit. But a lot of the times they're going to miss their spot the same way I miss like a swing and miss at a ball. So I know it's going to happen. So I think that like I just work to just make contact instead of being in like swing mode and doing a lot of damage. I know that I'm a bigger guy and I can do damage without having to try to. So I think just really grinding out and at bats are going to help my team out.
With Lansing Lugnuts first baseman Jake Brote, beyond baseball, what else do you enjoy?
I love the beach. I come from Huntington Beach, as you already said. I spend a lot of my time at home, like on the beach, surfing. I like to get up early and go sit and watch the waves sometimes. So it's kind of like, it kind of brings me back to like a good state of mind, like if whenever I'm struggling or something. That's kind of what I do.
So. Jake, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, no worries at all. My pleasure.
Lansing Lugnuts first baseman Jake Brote. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.